Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, guys? What's up, guys? Hey. Thanks. Hey, Coco. Okay, sorry. What's up, guys? Hey. Thanks for tuning in to Real Talk, Real Plans with Riri and
Coco.
All right. It seems that we already have a caller. Hold one moment. Hello, caller. Thanks for calling.
Hi, guys. It's Erica.
Hey, Erica.
Hey, Erica.
Hi.
What you up to, girl? Sound like you in the car on the road already.
Well, so this is my me time Sonic run to get a drink and, like, clear my mind. So I've been doing this every day for like a week or two, and I think it's just I've formed a habit.
It could be crack.
Well, you know, it could be, and life been life, so I'm going to go ahead and accept this Sonic drink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how I was going to say, because sometimes you just need to go ahead and accept
this one. Well, I mean, literally, like in my life, like, you know, me and Erica were just talking about that, how I am all over the place and I need to be writing in my planner and journaling and, you know, doing different things to be helpful to get me back on track. And I am avoiding it all at all costs, and it's not mentally healthy.
So it's not, I agree. And I too suffer from that. So I get it.
Yeah,
what do you think is holding you back?
So for some reason, and this is me being so transparent because that's who I am as a person, but for some reason I am, because I'm going through some major life changes, I have it set in my mind that I should feel all of the feels, like, and hit rock bottom and then build up, instead of not hitting rock bottom and, you know, catching myself. I'm like, nope, I want to feel it all because, like, I want to retain the lesson, I suppose, from the issue. And the more, to me, which is so unhealthy, the more it hurts, the more I get in my feelings, it's like the bigger the lesson I learn.
Right.
And so planning brings me joy. And I have been refusing to allow myself any joy. So it's not healthy. It is not healthy at all. But I know, like, what my malfunctions are, and I do them, and I really I am going to try to bounce back. Like, I promised Erica I was going to open up my planner, and I did. I opened it up. I started writing down goals. I have a little mini to-do list going for tomorrow. So, you know, I'm trying.
You're not trying. You're doing. Because you opened it and you wrote in it. You know what I'm saying? So you took a step. The one thing that I will say, I know you didn't call for no freaking pep talk or nothing like that.
Oh, honey, I'll take all of the, you know, go right ahead.
I will say this. One of the things that I say about this show every week when I post it is give yourself the laugh you deserve. Girl, you could be out here smoking crack and standing on the corner sucking for $2. If you don't let yourself play with some stickers and give yourself a little bit of joy, I mean, you have your whole life to be in pain. Correct. You know what I'm saying? You have your whole life to experience letdowns and all of that. I say give yourself some joy. You deserve. Be gentle with yourself.
Girl, I be whooping myself. I'm not playing. Like, I am that type. I live such a mentally unhealthy life. Like, I had to just recently say goodbye to my therapist, and she's been my favorite for a while. And since I left Georgia, I haven't been able to communicate with her because she's not licensed in, you know, where I am. And so, I know the struggle. I just have to get back on the boat and, you know, sail right along. Like, it'll be fine. I'll be fine. I just have to go through it. And I'm never nice to myself when I'm going through something.
Ma'am, you are going through and you're not stuck in it is what I'm trying to get you to say. Like, I don't want you to be stuck. I want you to remember that you're going through.
I am blessed beyond measures. Like, it's so funny, like, how the other day me and my friend were talking, and, like, she's like, girl, you are crazy as hell, because, like, TMI, I was a little homeless a couple of weeks ago, but I was bougie homeless. I was up in a hotel, like, in the Hilton, in the Hampton, like, chilling. I wasn't, like, homeless where, like, I'm out the street sleeping in my car, like, bathing. Like, I was ready for it. Like, I was like, I gotta do what I have to do. But, like, literally, she was like, girl, I hate to say that she was saying it's not as bad as it could be. And really, I am trying to embrace that. It could have been so much worse. Like, life could always be worse. There are always people out there going through worse. But I always try to at least give myself the grace that this is my worst. Like, I don't know what the next person's worst is, but this is my worst. And she is not used to it, honey. I am not. It is not for me. It's not what I want. But I am trying not to lose too much of myself in this process. And I really did appreciate you telling me, like, I'll be your accountability partner. Like, open up that planner. Because you guys see me at that, it must have been the Christmas meetup that Tiffany had. And you seen what that planner looked like. That Hobonichi Weeks was in a struggle. And I had bought a cousin's and was doing, like, really good in it, and I fell off. But I'm going to get back to it. I'm going to get back to it.
I need you to, and I want to see it. Like, don't just talk about it, be about it. I want to see it.
Yes.
Have you?
And I appreciate
that. I know you
don't
like Facebook much, but are you in The Realist?
I don't believe so. I don't know. I think that the post that I seen for your show tonight was on your personal page, I believe.
Okay. Well, I'm going to definitely add you to The Realist. The Realist, if you guys don't know, is the Facebook group that is attached to Real Talk, Real Plans. It's a really small group of planners. I mean, we have our faithful few who chit-chat, but it's a place where we can show what our planners really look like. And I'm not talking about that curated bullshit you see on your Instagram feed. I'm talking about real planners with Scribble Scrabble and the real stuff. So I want to see it. Like, it doesn't matter how good you are, how inadequate you feel. What we love is that you're using it. And so, yeah, I'm going to add you to The Realist so you can get to it, girl. Let's get to it.
Well,
we got
that will be fine because I do need a little bit of accountability. I have so many things to do, and I will. I have a few stickers with me. You know, I've ordered a couple of things, and they will be at my next destination. So I will be ready for that. But currently I have, you know, I have a week's worth of stickers with me that I could devote to doing better. And even if I don't use stickers, I could still devote to doing better.
Okay, a pen and a highlighter is all you really need. This other stuff is just
going to work. Yeah, literally. Literally. That I am. If I am nothing else. that I am.
Yes. Well, I mean, so this is my first time ever listening to your show. Not that we were supposed to get on here and talk like we was on the phone or something.
But that's what it
but
is.
You
it's
are.
A talk show. It's a radio podcast.
Oh, okay.
But it's a fan.
Oh, like, not that we were supposed to get on here and make me the topic of your show.
No, that's fine. That's why we're here.
What are you talking
that's
about? It's supposed to be. So y'all are doing like an anniversary show, I read, or whatever.
Yes, 2 years.
I'm going to play the song when you hang up. But I do want to tell this story since you're on here.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you saw my post, Coco. You probably did.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
can you hear
for
me?
Those of you who did not see the post, I took my oxygen tank out with me yesterday when I went to the Balloon Museum. And I have requested people to help me name her or him or whatever, right, to name it, because I'm trying to get comfortable. Coco, please
yes.
tell me why this bitch said name her Wendy, because that's what you're going to be if you don't have me.
That's a good one, though. I like that.
Why I was laughing so damn hard when I typed it, I was like, girl, you better wear that oxygen and stop playing.
Exactly.
You be
I say
somewhere.
Exactly. I tell her the same thing, try to be cute. You be looking real cute
yes.
laid out while
girl,
we all looking over you.
Ma'am, it was a 15-minute walk up street. The whole museum is basically walking with no place to sit because, you know, you kind of funneled through. Mm-hmm. I had to have it on, and I was not trying to look cute. After a while, I was just like, you know, like when I'm at home, I laugh and joke, and I tell people, like, I pretend like nobody can see me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't see me with this oxygen on. Don't talk to me.
So
girl,
it's not a 24-hour thing. It's an as-needed thing?
Yes, it is as-needed.
Okay.
It is if I exert myself for longer than 2 minutes.
Okay.
Which I could go up the steps and it take me two. You know what I'm saying? So
yes, yeah, they'll take you out. Right. Well, I'll make a promise to you. I will make a promise to allow for my planner to be my therapist. Until I get a new one, if you will wear your oxygen like you're supposed to.
Amen.
I am. I've been doing really, really well with it, wearing it when I feel the need to. And I think it has a lot to do with the change of weather, which you can hear. It has Coco
mm-hmm.
under the thing. We didn't do the show
mm-hmm.
for 2 weeks because I sounded like somebody granddaddy. Coco was sounding like somebody auntie. You know what I'm saying? And so
yeah, a smoker. That's what I sound like, a smoker.
Yes.
I had a cold about a week ago, and it lasted for about, well, it lasted like from the week I left Georgia till just like last week, right before we took the kids to Texas. And I'll tell you what, I was just like, okay, wait a minute. Like, I don't want to die. I'm not, it's not time yet. But that cold was taking me out. So I get it. Like, it was wearing me out.
Yeah, and the pollen is so bad. Oh, it's killing me.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. And so, anyway, I've been doing better with it. But I am thinking about a bunch of the names that I got. A lot of the options were really cool. So if you have an option for a name that you would like, you are more than welcome to comment on the post and check it out.
Well, I'm voting for Wendy. Is there a vote? Because, hell, I about need me a Wendy.
You might need to borrow her nasal cannula.
Yes, child. We can share. I get my old.
Come on, let me get a hit of your old too.
Yes.
I have two.
Go ahead and plug me in.
I got two big concentrators, one upstairs, one downstairs, and the portable one.
Oh, my gosh. She got a
I
whole
do.
Setup at the house.
I do.
She like, come over and I'll hook you up.
And the funniest part of all is when they were trying to get the whole oxygen thing and the CPAP back, I was like, y'all come get this shit. Now I'm like,
I need that.
I need that.
Talk about don't come yet. I ain't home.
Okay.
It's over. I ain't at the house.
They said I own it now. It's mine.
No, there you go. I mean, but if that's what you need, I promise, and I do get it. I understand. I am of the plus size, honey, and you know that I do be like, how far do we gotta walk? Like you said, are there some benches? Is it somewhere to sit down?
Yeah.
If I take 10 steps, am I gonna collapse? Like, I need to know ahead of time because the thing is, mentally, I can prepare myself and I'll be like, okay, let's go, and I'm ready. But if you set me up for failure, like, oh, we gotta stop at the mall, and then you take me through JCPenney, but we really going to Claire's, and Claire's is on the second floor on the other side of the mall, you gonna go to fucking Claire's by yourself.
Yeah,
right here by JCPenney's with this mannequin, and you know, I might walk out there and get me something to drink at Auntie Anne's or whatever it's called, but then I'm going to be right back.
Yes.
Like, yeah, no, yeah. I'm not going too far. Don't try to set me up for failure.
Don't
That's
set
not
me
cool.
up for the okey-doke.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Now, if you tell me, then I'm going to be like, okay, well, just let me figure it out. I'm going to go park over there on that side. I'm going to make some provisions for myself. I'm going to leave 30 minutes early so I can stop 3 times before I get there. I'm going to do some things, but now don't set me up for failure.
Yeah, absolutely.
I encourage you to wear your oxygen because, you know, if that's what makes you tick, honey, we need it.
We need it.
Yes, we needed it. That's what makes you tick, honey.
Yeah, I was.
But I'm excited for you to have a show and like you guys to have had 2 years. Like I think that's super dope. It's a great accomplishment.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Even on, you know, like they say,
Erica does
a
great job.
Yeah, I agree. I hear her talking about it. I just had never, you know.
Yeah,
she does
a great job
really
promoting. She's better at promoting it. I'm just a sidekick.
Yeah. That's okay.
I know, but I just want to make sure because this is her. You know, this is her baby. This is what she loves.
I was going to say that, like, even on a small spectrum, it is good to have a place for people who, like you said, it's not so commercialized and it's not so perfect, you know, you can just be yourself. And that is greatly appreciated because, like, some stuff, I can't hold my pinky up in there it gets tired.
I can't
do it. So I appreciate it.
Well, good. And I hope that you don't just listen to this one show. I hope that you come on Sundays, just listen while you in your planner, jotting down notes, writing down your list. It's a good time.
I'll put
time.
You in my planner.
It's the perfect time to be accountable.
She said, I'll put you in my planner. That's right,
I'll
baby.
I'll put you
step.
In my planner.
Put me in your planner. And
Sunday.
On Thursday night, I have been going live on Instagram for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes for midweek check-in, just for a chance for us to go through our planners, write down, you know, the meetings that you had, the naps that you took, the dishes that you washed or thought about washing. It's a good time for you to just kind of, you know, update it.
Do you know, before that, she made an everlasting comment to me once. I still struggle with grace. And she said that everything that you do every day is a win. If you took a shower, that's a win. If you washed your dishes, that is a win. If you folded your laundry, it's a win. And so I periodically, whenever I am having a trying day or my week has not been going right, will try to make it a point to just write wins
in my planner and write down, I brushed my teeth, I washed my face, and I will make a list of everything that I had to put any type of effort into, and it makes me feel so good to acknowledge the small things, because when you're in the planner world and you are looking at it, you know, in a grand, like a grander size of it, and you're watching the YouTube videos or looking at the stuff on Instagram, like these people are putting down, like, I'm remodeling my bathroom, I'm, you know, doing my lawn over. I'm like, no, the hell I'm not. Like, no. No, like, yes. I showered today. And so I did never want to feel less than because I'm not doing some big-ass project, but, like, it made me feel good for my therapist to remind me that anything that I do, anything is a win, because I could have not done it. I could have just sat around and not done a damn thing. She was like, but if you cooked yourself a meal, you made yourself a sandwich, got up and got yourself a cup of water, like, all that is wins, and write down every single one of them and watch them add up. And that has been one of the best things that she could have ever told me.
I think that's a good thing. I had a coaching session, and she was telling me that basically the same thing, something very similar, especially when I was struggling with not working, going through health stuff. She's like, bitch, you was breathing. You breathed today. Congratulations, because you didn't breathe yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
Great. Grace right. is so hard. Not this car yeah. pulled up next to me being super loud. Like, excuse me, I'm on the phone. grace is so hard to give yourself. Like, because you're like, you know, how do I pat myself on the back for something I'm supposed to be doing? Like, I'm supposed to be taking a shower. I'm supposed to wash those dishes. But you are never taking into consideration the effort that it took to do anything. Like, you know, the fact that you organized your day to fit in, you know, this show, not just to celebrate yourself, but you are looking to gather, you know, like-minded planners, like, that's a big win for your day, you know. So, like, I mean, I get it. I understand. Like, I'm not that good with grace myself, but I really need to do better because, like, we do so much in a day that we should be grateful that we done.
A message on Instagram says, surviving is a win. Like, it's not even really about the effort. It's about allowing yourself to exist and take up the space that the universe or God gave you.
Amen.
Okay, period. All right,
amen.
So before we get to the show, to the nitty-gritty, I always ask, what's in your cup? So, Coco Pelli, please tell me, what's in your cup, boo?
Water, because I'm having a coughing fit. I had y'all on mute.
Do you have any orange juice?
No, I don't. I don't.
You got some tea?
Maybe some lemon. Yeah. Let me see. Hold up.
Some lemon and some liquor.
Yeah.
Give me two.
All right. She is a hot toddy candidate waiting to happen.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you. Get that hot toddy. You will be feeling good. As soon as the show is over, you can get in the bed, cover up, and be knocked out. Okay, Erica, I know you said that you... Oh, wait, Erica, do you want to tell the listeners your Instagram in case they would like to follow you and watch you evolve on your planner journey?
Y'all don't be listening to Erica coming, trying to come for me about I ain't post today. I ain't trying to hear that. But... if you want to follow me for the roller coaster ride that I call life, honey, I am at Exotic Moonrise on Instagram.
All right.
And,
so,
and my name is Erica McGee. Mm-hmm. It's EXOTICMOONRISE. Like, all together, no complications, and most of the time it comes up.
Okay, so my question to you is, you said you were going to Sonic for your nightly drive me time. What is it that you're going to have in your cup?
A Sprite and a Route 44 water so that my bladder don't get confused.
A Sprite.
Mm-hmm. So I have this crazy justification that if I drink a small or a medium Sprite, if I come right behind it with a Route 44 water, it's not that bad.
But I was thinking, how Sonic can have the good ices?
Oh, listen, they have so many things. But one thing that you will learn about me, I am as plain as they come. I'm talking about the small things. There is nothing glamorous, flashy, you know, fashionista, you know, sparkly about Erica. Erica is literally black and white. And if you add a little color, you might be doing too much. So Sprite and water, like, that works for me.
Hmm. Okay,
yeah,
so
like literally, I'm so plain.
Okay.
I literally, like if you put anything past lettuce on my burger, like that's being fancy, but I'm not eating it.
Okay. All right, well.
Mm-hmm. She different.
Okay. In my cup, I tried something different today. I'm a coffee drinker, and so every week I'm trying a new, not every week, but a lot of weeks, I'm trying a new coffee. Excuse me. And this week, I put in a Caribou Daytime Light Roast coffee. I'm not really a light roast. I mean, I know you don't care, Erica, but you're here now, so... I'm not really a light roast coffee kind of girl. I'm really a dark roast. I like it strong. I like to feel it because I'm not drinking liquor. So it's like my liquor, right? Like I like to feel it. I like to be able to put my creamer in and it still tastes like coffee. And so far this is good. And I have caramel macchiato creamer in it today. And I'm really enjoying it. I think Coco Pelli has fallen off. So that she can have a coughing fit, and I might message her to make sure she didn't die.
Yeah, she definitely, you got to make sure that she has some tea, you know, something warm to get her together because, honey, I thought I was going to overdose on some Hall's cough drops. I was eating like two and three at a time. And I don't know if you can, but I definitely would have if it was a thing because I was coughing and it is miserable.
A caller said, I mean, a listener Reads with Ray says, in my cup, coffee with a side of water. Had my first liquor infused tea when I was mad young. Yeah, and 99 bananas. Damn, 99 bananas? Knocked me.
Oh, wow.
She said light roast.
I don't know what's worse, that or that old school, what is it, whiskey you're supposed to put in a tonic? Like, they be like, go get the dollar bottle, the cheap stuff.
I don't know, but it's probably that taco. That taco is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, no.
My grandma
okay.
used to say, go get the one that's cheap.
The cheapest. Okay, so now it's time for myself. Okay, Erica, do you want me to mute you so you can still listen in? Are you going to listen in, or what do you want to do?
I can mute my phone. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, anytime you want to, I don't know how you do it. I think it's star something, but if you want to call in and say something else, you can hang up. But I'm hoping that other callers will call in and tell us about your favorite moments of the show. I haven't really got to that part yet, but I'm just letting you know that it's coming. The guest call-in number is 515-602-9680. Again, that is 515 602-9680. And I really hate to play our song without Coco Pelly, but we're going to play it, y'all. Because, you know what it is. Hey. We made it. Hope you're saying that. Hope you're singing. Hope you're feeling it. Because
tomorrow will come, and girl, I can't wait to learn.
It's the anniversary. Play that just for you guys. And I really, really, really want to thank you so much for rocking with us for 2 years. So what I did was I went back and I like kind of checked out a lot of the episodes, right? Just to see, get some analytics and stuff. I don't know if I told you guys, but we have made it over 2,500 listens on Blog Talk Radio. So today when I was looking, I decided to find out more about the analytics. And so I looked and they do not count Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. Uh-oh, I didn't see the YouTube one. So when I did some of the math, I don't know if y'all know, but I was an English major. I don't know nothing about no math. I can't add. I probably need a calculator. But all that to say that we are probably going to be closer to 2,700 listens or 2,800 if I add in the YouTube plays. So shout out to those of you who are not only listening and calling in from Blog Talk Radio, but to those of you who are listening and streaming on other platforms. I would love it if you guys would just give us a review, leave a comment. Should I say subscribe? You should subscribe. Because it really makes my day. And I'll be getting some more YouTube content soon. It'll just be stuff that, you know, I don't know, mail and shit. It don't matter. But it'll be content that you will like because I love it. I just love it and I love you guys. And I'm so super grateful to you all. Okay, so there's that. Thank you so much to those of you who have commented and told me that you are listening and happy anniversary. Thank you so much to all of you who have shared in the stories. That was a lot. That was the first time that I've ever gotten that many shares. And you guys, I know you guys are like, what the fuck, girl? Okay, but anyway, check me out. That was the flyer I made. I didn't even have to beg someone to make it for me. And I did it. Coco Pelly, you didn't die.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. No, I didn't die.
Okay, well, I got to play our song for you again.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm just going to play a little bit. Because you were here to jam, to rock, and to realize that it's your anniversary. Can you step with both hands or just one hand?
Step?
Yeah, with your fingers.
Yeah, with two hands, left and right. Yeah.
I can't. I can only really snap with my left hand, but my right hand sound like trash.
Well, my right hand is the better one for me, I think.
Wait. Really? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm right-handed.
I mean, your
left hand, I think. I don't know. I mean, let's ask everybody
right
else.
Hand. I don't know.
Yeah, mine too. Which hand is better for you to snap with, everybody? Your dominant hand or your non-dominant hand?
That is a good question.
I need to know.
I need to know. I can snap with my left hand, my non-dominant hand, but my right hand is trash. So, Coco, I was asking people to call in and tell us their favorite moment about the show. So that's all you kind of really missed. I talked about our analytics. And how it says on Blog Talk that we're at like over 2,500, like 2,570 or something like that. But I didn't realize that it didn't show up on, it didn't count the Apple and the Spotify or YouTube. So we're probably up to about 2,800. And so I just thanked everybody on behalf of Real Talk, Real Plans, everybody, because the show would be shit without the realist. And we just want to let you know you guys are the realist in the community, and that is why we gave you that name. Another thing to toot our own horn about is that I didn't mean – okay, pull over that. Sorry.
You didn't took this so well.
I know. It's the coffee, man. I haven't had coffee in a while because I didn't have any sugar. I know. I don't want to hear it. Because I tried it. I didn't even buy no sugar. I was like, I'm just going to keep drinking it without sugar. And No, ma'am, Pam.
No, I get it.
But I did, like, lessen the amount of sugar I put in them. But what was I talking about? Oh, so there are other planner podcasts out there, people who were OGs in the game, and I really want to give them a shout out. But I believe that we are the only one who gives you, the listener, the opportunity to speak on topics. That is why you guys make the show the best, right? Because you guys get to call in and you get to talk and you bring us topics and it's interactive. And I mean, even when I've had shows, you know, quote unquote, by myself or with somebody, it's you guys who keep us going. So for that, I would like to say thank you. Coco, do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
No, I agree. And just like what Erica called in, just to kind of vent, get a little therapeutic sister session, that's what it's about. We don't want to just talk at people. We want it to be collaborative.
Yes.
Where everybody's talking, everybody's sharing, they have their ideas, they need ideas. That's what we're here for.
And the event is, and the advice, that's not event, advice is really good. I Make Plans, which is Cherise. Hey, Cherise, girl. She says, I have an orange Dreamsicle Frosty from Wendy's, and she says that she can snap with both hands. Talented
helpers. Yeah. Shall we show it out? Well, go ahead, Cherise, with your bad self.
Let's see. Question, I don't know if I'm supposed to read this on air. Oh, no, maybe not. oxygen and people wishing that I wouldn't worry about what others are going to think of me because that's the
least of my amen life. Whoever sent that, thank you, because I say it every day to her. Who gives a fuck what somebody else thinks? Because I don't care. I literally don't care.
I think what bothers
me. That's why I say I'm about to go to my doctor and ask him for oxygen tank because my fat ass, I can't walk from here to my car. Today I was so winded I had to get my inhaler. I said, maybe I need oxygen.
Girl, it's okay heavy too. It's heavy. So just be prepared.
I wear a backpack.
You think you're dragging a wagon now?
No, I don't think I'm dragging a wagon.
Well, baby, you is dragging a wagon. You hear me? Pull over that. Too fat. Pull over. Okay, so, yes, Cherise is the one who said it. I didn't know if I could say her name. Cherise is the one who said that she wishes I wouldn't worry. Cherise, listen.
Thank you, Cherise.
I'm going to be like Erica and be completely transparent. I was freaking out so bad yesterday that I was really calling everybody like, hey, but I mean, I really played it off like, hey, how you doing? You got a minute? Are you busy? Because, and then I was like, okay. And then I text somebody else like, hey, you got any spoons? You think you can help me real quick? And so after
you
I had
never called me though.
No, because you were out with your people. for your Atlanta Go Wild Planner meetup. I'm going to let you chat about that in a second, too. And so I didn't call you. But when I got to the place in the middle of, like, it was like a food truck event down there. Like, I told you I walked, like, the 15 minutes, so I had to wear it. I sat at this table, and I was literally in tears. So I made a couple calls, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to freak out. And so I text with Reads with Ray, text with her. She basically was like, bitch, go to the thing. You got to make memories. I called somebody and was like, tell me I'm going to be fine with my oxygen on and off. Like, tell me I'm pretty, basically. You're gorgeous. You're going to be fine with the oxygen on, and you're fine with the oxygen off. It doesn't matter. I'm like, okay. So anyway, long story short, Cherise calls back, and I didn't hear it because we were in the museum, and then she calls me, and we're at the dinner because we go to dinner afterwards, and I sat in the front of the lobby of the place that we had dinner, which was this place called, I keep calling it Hobby Knobby. It's called Hobnob, though. It was Hobnob.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't that great. Don't go. But my waitress was nice. Shout out to you. And I cried for another hour, like talking to her on the phone in the front of the restaurant, like waiting for the table and everything. And she's like, but it's over. Like, why are you still crying? I'm like, I just needed somebody to tell me, bitch, get over it and put on your options. She's like, I won't do that. But
now I know why you didn't call me. Okay, I got you.
But I was just
gotcha. Like,
so then, and I didn't say this while I was on the phone with Therese, because I mean, I didn't tell her I was crying, but I'm sure she could tell. And so the hostess is, like, walks over with a stack of napkins.
Oh, Jesus.
So my sister finally comes, and she's standing there with her hand on her hip like, let's go. What's wrong? Who did it? And I'm like, I'm fine.
Oh, my God.
So we eat dinner, and then at the end, we're like waiting on a bag. Mind you, it's like a table of 9 people. And so, you know, everything is kind of slow toward the end, right? So I'm waiting on the bag. The host comes back over, and he's like, hi, how are you feeling? My name's Nick. What's your name? I hope you're feeling okay. And I was like, thank you so much for, like, you know, being kind to me. He was like, you're beautiful. You deserve kindness at any given moment.
Aww.
And I'm so happy I was the one to give it to you. And bitch, why I started crying again? I'm like,
he was so emotional.
I just cried and cried. Got on Planet Shenanigans, didn't even cut my camera on because why? I was crying. I cried half of Planet Shenanigans. I might have said 3 things.
Oh.
55 is like, what's going on? Is there anything I can do to help you? Like, no, I'm fine. I was just so emotional. I don't know. It was crazy.
I get it. I do get it.
It was crazy. So I do have a couple of comments, maybe. Well, the first comment that I'm going to read out loud is, girl, wait. I get it. I know. Don't. Charisse, I know I could have called you back. I will next time. I don't know if I can read that out loud. I can't say that out loud either. Okay. So.
What the hell you can't say out loud?
That my favorite moment is any moment you are in. That's so sweet. I don't know if that was like. Are you flirting with me? Mystery
possibly.
Type? Probably not. They flirt with everybody.
You're crazy.
Okay, I'm waiting on people to tell me their favorite moments. That's what I was waiting on. And I thought that's what it was. But they were just being sweet. Thank you so much, good people. Okay, so now that we have been on for 45 minutes and talked about nothing that I planned to talk about, I want to talk about one thing that I plan to talk about. Guess what, Coco?
What?
I am finally in the cool group. You want to know how I know?
How?
I got blocked.
Oh, yes, you are in the cool group. That'll do it. That'll do it.
I was like, bitch, you are cool. You got blocked.
Listen, and guess what? She blocked you, and she listening.
She
listened. Block it all. Yeah, block it all, girl. Block it all, because you's a liar, a hypocrite. Not you, her.
Right.
Listen,
so, okay.
I ain't
so,
afraid of
question,
it. So, whatever.
Another question of the night is, another question is, after, can you snap with both hands, or which hand are you, can you snap, which one is the better snapper, the dominant hand or the non-dominant hand? My next question to you is, if you have been blocked, first question is, how did you know you were blocked? What the fuck? And how did you feel? Because I'm going to be honest with you. I felt some kind of way for like 3 days about being blocked.
What can I tell you? Can I go first? Me, me, me.
I want you to go first.
I wouldn't know if I'm blocked from anybody. Because I don't care. Honest to God. I would actually feel really good inside. You felt that inferior to me that you needed to block me because I'm too good for you to follow. You jealous. That's the way I look at it.
Okay.
It's not about you. It's about her and her lies, the lies she told. That's what I say. She was lying. That's
how
I feel about it. Yeah, I really don't know. I wouldn't know if anybody blocked me. I have an assumption that people probably blocked me because I didn't get along with them at one point. But honestly, I don't know. I do know when I lose followers. Like when I post something that's controversial, because that's who I am, whether I believe it or not. But if I know it's controversial, I just want to see how small people are, you know, where they only see things one way. I'll post something that's controversial. It could be anything, politics, religion, race, sexuality, whatever, all the controversial stuff. And then I'll see that I've lost my friends. But a lot of times, I don't even know who it is that's gone. But I do see that. I'll look at the number of friends I have. I'll post something, and then the next day or so, you've lost a couple. But I don't know who they are.
You know, I very rarely check the followers. I was only checking the analytics thing. I don't even know why I went in there. I think because we was talking about it or something. But after the sex show, remember when we did the planning the perfect night episode, and we had Ryan on. She was a distributor for some sex toys.
Bedroom
candy, yes. When I looked, I had lost about 10 followers.
You had lost 10?
Yes.
Oh, they don't like sex.
They don't like sex. They like to talk about sex. Damn. I did have someone message me who was back listening to an episode last night or the night before, and they said that they demand a show about asexuals and demisexuals. So I'm going to put out a feeler to see. I know a couple, but I'm going to see if I can get a couple on there to see how they plan the perfect night being asexual and demisexual.
Oh, this would be a good educational show for me.
It would.
Yeah. Educational for me.
You would know if someone blocked you if you talked to them often or if you saw their post a lot. And I think that's what happened with me. Like, I was seeing their post a whole lot because they was just doing the most. I mean, not in a bad way, because, I mean, what you do on your page is on your page. You know what I'm saying? But I just saw it a lot. But then I was like, let me go look. And I noticed that they were not there. And I was like, oh, bitch, bitch, I'm cold. I'm in the cold group.
Yes, you are. Welcome. Welcome.
Plans and JC says, I knew I was blocked by people. Hey, JC. I knew I was blocked by people who had been close friends because I couldn't tag them in post and I couldn't find them when they're searched. By people I don't know, someone told me they were talking shit about me. So I went to go check on their page and see what they was talking about, and I couldn't find it. There might be some other people which I don't know about, which is also fine. I also strongly believe that everyone should be able to draw the block boundary, and it has nothing to do with me. I just might not be here if you want to come. Ooh, now that's a good one. I just might not be here if you want to come back. I will put those other things in my notes. I really like that because.
Yeah, no, I agree with her. The person who wrote that.
Yeah, JC.
Yeah, I mean, you don't like me. You don't like what I'm posting. Yeah, you're free to leave. Bye. I don't know. I think because you don't agree or you just want to talk shit about me. If you want to talk shit about me and you're big and bad, don't block me. Tag me.
When,
I don't understand why people do that.
And I'm going to say a name. I usually don't say shop names and stuff. But when the whole Gold Mine and Coco thing happened and she blocked me and put me out her Facebook group, and didn't realize that my real name account was still in the group and made a post about me. Ma'am, I don't let me in here.
Yeah, see, I don't have patience for that. Hold on, can I just say something? Why in 2024, everybody at these big old ages acting like children, blocking folk? What you ever followed me for? Like, it's just immature. There's so much drama in this community. It's ridiculous. And for what, though? I don't know. But, hey.
Because it makes...
It's interesting.
It makes for a really great topic for the realist. It gives
yeah,
us
it makes a topic
to laugh,
yeah.
to laugh and giggle about. It gives us the opportunity to, you know, to get, like you said, other people's opinion on it because when I found that,
yeah,
when I found that drama in the yarn community.
Girl, it's everywhere.
I was like, what? Yarn?
yeah.
And subscribed.
And it's not just women. This and these car groups. Same thing. Grown ass men. What y'all beefing about ribs for? You got to be freaking kidding me.
Did you say ribs?
It's like ribs. Ribs. R-I-M-S.
Oh, sorry. Rims.
M is in Minnie Mouse. I'm so stopped up, y'all. So, yeah. I mean, they beef about all kind of stuff. Engines. Yeah, that's not the right. He lying. It's like, you got to be kidding me. These are grown-ass men. I mean, read some of the stuff. Yeah, it's just wherever you got a group of people, it's going to be some drama.
JC said, ooh, what's that Gold Mine and Coco story? Did y'all do an episode about it? And if so, which one? Did we do an episode?
Because it happened before that. We might have touched on it a few different episodes, but it wasn't specifically about that.
It wasn't specifically about that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put that in an episode.
Yeah.
I'll put that in an episode.
We should do a drama follow-up episode.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
Ivory Paper Co?
Oh yeah, I got
a secret about the Ivory Paper Co, and I'm okay with telling it.
Okay, you're going to tell it on the episode?
On the episode. Then we can do that next week. Oh, next week is
okay,
Easter.
What
was the next
drama
episode?
Follow-up?
Yeah, drama follow. Y'all going to love the Ivory Paper Co.
Oh, Lord. Girl, that was hilarious. That is when I knew you are funny. Someone said, right, Coco, how old are we out here blocking folks? Stay on my page. Lovers, haters, I don't care. All y'all can be my fans. Sharice, because you got
Bella.
Dance. Sharice
That's
got
right.
dance. Hey.
She does.
Okay, let me open
she's
my
so
hand.
Sweet, though. How could you hate her?
Because she's very direct.
That's what I say. She's so sweet.
Yeah, but she's so
but
direct.
That's good. I like
yeah,
direct.
But a lot of people can't take it.
They
you know what I'm saying? Because not, I don't want to call them overly sensitive, but sometimes people, okay,
definitely.
So there's a group, let me say this. There is a group of people who call being direct, I mean, being rude, direct, right? And so when you meet someone.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah, so when you meet yeah. someone who's actually direct and you've been dealing with people who are rude, but calling it direct for so long, sometimes you don't know how to take that. You're like, wait a minute. You know
uh-huh.
what I'm saying? So I could see, and sometimes Sharice will tell you a joke and not have a smile. You know what I'm saying? So you don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Younger.
You're like, you don't know how to take her.
Yeah,
yeah,
you don't know how to take her. I really find myself, like, when I was in, oh, my God, I'm about to say high school, like I'm cool. I'll say high school and college, just throughout my life. I have always, always, always had friends from every walk of life. I can walk down the street. The hoodlums will know me. The bums will know me. The rich people will know me. And I can fit into all those crowds. The drug dealers, the drunks. The classy people, the teachers, the I mean, I can get along with any of them, right? Like, none of that bothers me. You might hurt my feelings, but I'm going to be the one who tell you, you hurt my feelings, and I think we should discuss it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then,
that's
you know,
fair.
Move on past it.
Yeah.
So, you know. But I can see how people could struggle with Sharice. I think that I can see why people struggle with you, Coco.
Oh, they do. I know they do, but I don't know why. Because I'm really just direct. I don't think I'm rude. Do you think I'm rude? Tell me.
No, you're
I
not
can
rude.
Be rude, but it's not my intention.
Yeah, no.
It's
I don't
not my intention.
Rude.
I'm just direct. And I think it's because of my job, because people take your kindness for weakness.
Right.
And then... So that's why you just have to be direct. You just answer the question. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm just, this is the response. This is the answer. Because then they think you're cooler, you're their friend. But it's been that way my whole life, even with my kids. You know, it's just like, this is what the answer is. Like, why, even when I send an email, I'm just going to get to the point. Hey, Erica, please do this, or can you do this, or whatever. I'm not going to be like, oh. How was your weekend? Oh, I know your baby turned two. I'm not doing all of that because it has nothing to do with what I need.
Meanwhile,
honestly,
all my emails sound like, "Dear so and so, I hope this email finds you well."
yeah, I know they do. You didn't even have to tell me, but you know what? People, your whole message get lost in there because people have this beautiful opening. What they need in the middle, and then they end it with, oh, my God, and I hope you have a great weekend, a great Christmas, a great blah. What did you need? But also, it's because that's how I like to receive emails. I don't need the pleasantries because at the end of the day, you don't really care how my weekend was. We're not cool like that. You know, so just say, hey, Leslie, this is what I need. Okay, I'm going to give it to you. When I send emails at work, I hear the people, they be like, oh, my God, is she upset? No. She's not upset. It just, this is what it is. I don't know. But anyway, that's directness for me. I don't think it's not rude. It's just, this is what it is. People understand that now. And I hope people don't think that that's rude because
it's not my intention
to be rude.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say the name out loud, but someone says, love Coco. Y'all compliment each other very well. I want y'all to love us and tell us your favorite moments. Can you do that? Can you love us and do that?
I thought they were
going
to say, love Coco, but.
But the controversial ass, you know, no. They love you. They love you. And I will tell you, I know they love you because when you're not there, people will say, where the hell is Coco? When is Coco coming back? Where's Coco at now? Is she on vacation again?
I love them, too. I got so much to tell y'all next week. Oh, I can't tell y'all just yet because it's a secret. It's about work. You know what my favorite episodes were?
Okay, yeah, tell me your favorite.
The HR episodes, and I'll tell you why. I don't even know if they were my favorite, but they were therapeutic for me because I can't talk to anybody except my therapist, right? Because I can't talk to people at work about this stuff. And, you know, I talk to y'all. Y'all don't really know me, or the other people, the people that I'm talking about, hopefully. So it was easier and it felt really good. So I want to say thank you to y'all because I needed that time. I needed that. And I appreciate y'all listening and giving feedback on it or just speaking on it. So that was good for me. It was very therapeutic. I saved a couple hundred dollars talking to y'all. Because not having to go to my therapist. I ain't had to go to my therapist that week.
I need them. Cherise said, my favorite was an old episode where you talked about your booty diggers. Listen, I actually have booty digger fingernails right now.
Me too.
I broke a nail, and I'm like, okay, I'll just keep the rest long, and you know, just wait on this one to grow back. And the very next day, I chipped my index finger on the other hand, and I'm like, man.
Oh,
and
damn.
So now I have booty diggers on both hands because I was thinking about doing a flip of my planner for the week. Oh, Cherise, did you see my vellum that I don't think I tagged you in it. Sorry.
Oh, shiny stuff. She just went off.
I know. I don't talk about ADHD. Anyway, so I was thinking about doing a flip of the planner for the week. And I was like, put up my booty diggers, put my fingers. Ooh. And for those of you who don't know, booty diggers are fingernails that are very, very short. And it's short, so the meat part of your finger come over the nail part. They just look gross. I'm going to take a picture of my son's fingernail so y'all can see.
So you don't scratch your ass.
She said it on a YouTube. I had my husband watch it and we laughed for like 30 minutes. She said they used the term the whole week. Listen.
Oh my God.
I hate it.
Listen.
Yeah. Go ahead, Coco. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just going to mention, because you mentioned ADHD, and I got it, which is why now I'm over there. I think we need to have a mental health show. And nobody, you know, if people are not comfortable calling in, but those who are, I think would be good. Obviously, we're no professionals at that, so we can't offer any advice. But I would like to talk about a personal or the way the country's mental health crisis has affected me in my personal life, not me directly, indirectly through a family member, but the crisis is something real in this country. We have a real, real problem. So, and people who want help can't get it because it's not available. So yeah, I would like to talk about that one day if you want. If people are interested.
Oh, girl who was on, who was that planner memory?
Yes, that's what we need to do. I have her number. I will do that. Yes, we do. She was so good, too.
She was. I really enjoyed that. There was a planner meetup that's happening, and they posted somebody as a mental health, like a mental health workshop, and the people in the planner drama were really like pissed off about it.
Oh God, because they get pissed off about everything.
Just yeah, they were advantage. Like, she's not a professional. They shouldn't have her on there like that. And I was just like, oh.
But you know what? Sometimes you just need somebody to talk to. And if you are not interested, then don't go. Don't do it. Don't participate.
Please.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how are you going to block somebody else from doing it? Or get upset because somebody else did it? You don't think the person who's getting the advice or talking to the person know that they're not a professional? Look, people always minding other people's business. Let's do a show on that. Stay the fuck out of my business.
I have you in 9 ways to stay out of other people's business. I can write a whole dissertation on that.
Yeah. I hate people, I swear. No, that's not true. I always say that, but I don't. It's just disgusting people. It's disgusting people that I don't like. I don't hate people. I'm a people person.
Girl.
I really am. I'm a Libra, girl. I love people.
Mm-hmm. So,
I love people, damn it.
Keep saying it. Make it your mantra for the week. I love people.
Not this week.
When an hour ago you said, I think I'm sick and cranky.
Yeah, I know, but I feel good now. Talking to y'all helps.
Aww, see? Y'all. That's what we're here for. Playing with CCK said that she tracks her steps. And so that might be a good thing for, you know, me to do. See, you know, sometimes it's good, but then when I get like 300 steps and that be it,
sorry.
It's like, oh. But yeah, okay.
You can have personal challenges, you know, where you will push it yourself. You know, like today I did 300, tomorrow I'll do 310, you know, or whatever. I don't know. That's
right.
But you know what I'm saying.
There was something else in this little notebook I had written down. VP had Verse Planning had a sale that was 50% off. Did you buy anything?
No, but I should have, because I saw a really cute book yesterday that she did that I really want.
Which book was it?
I think it was the Go Wild book. I don't need another Go Wild book because guess what? I'm only going wild once. I don't need all these damn books.
Yeah, she does have another Go Wild book out. I think it's almost sold out, though. I would have to check the website.
Yeah, because the first one totally sold out, and then she came out with a volume two. But I do like a sticker.
I found someone who might have shipped faster than Verse Planning does. I don't know if you ever, I mean, you bought something from her, but baby, I'm talking about a day and it'd be shipping. I had placed an order with Mojo Jojo Plans and it was shipped I might have ordered it in the middle of the night, like 3 o'clock. By 8 o'clock, I had a shipping label created. And I was like, oh.
Damn. She get out of bed. She's shipping orders and she make her coffee.
She wasn't playing no.
But I'm not mad at it.
I mean, and it was the middle of night shopping, too. You know, I guess I'll go to Amazon.
Yeah.
And I saw, like, oh, we're on sale. 50% off. One more day. Oh, shit. Let me check you out. See what I. And I actually got one of those black books because I never got a black book. Only at the Neutrals book. She had a lot of shape books. They were on sale. I mean, good prices for boxes. Like, and you can always use a box on a spread, you know. Especially if you use one of those, you know, Bible paper planners. So, you know, you don't bleed through and stuff like that. Let's see what else I had. I had something. Okay, so. You don't watch Love After Lockup, do you?
I used to. Then it got confusing. I don't know who's there, who's not there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I come back and people who have been out forever is back in the show. I get so confused.
Okay, because there are one franchise. It was Love After Lockup, right? And that was people who were in love with people who were in jail. Then there was Life After Lockup. These is people who was out of jail, who used to be in jail, and now they was just following their life after lockup.
Lord have mercy. Well, that's kind of like, what's that show I was watching? The 90 Day Fiancé. There's like 20 different ones. Girl, I don't know where to pick up, so I just be like, whatever's on, I just watch it.
I love the ones where they like watch them and they're like in the bed and there's other people who was on the show on the show.
Yes, those good.
Okay, so this has nothing to do with the planner community, just an FYI, but it was something that I followed and I figured that maybe you care. And if you don't, just fill me out for a minute. Okay, so Love at the Lockup. There was a woman on there. She was a plus-size woman. Her name was Monique. She was with this guy named Derek, and he was like Mighty Mouse. He was really tiny. And so you could tell he was, like, playing her. Like, his family was, like, dogging her, all kind of shit. But anyway, they finally broke up. And, of course, he's back in jail again. Okay. So, anyway, Monique is a plus-ass woman, probably my size, but because she has bigger tits, she looks a lot, she looks a little bit different, you know, proportionate, because, you know, bigger boobs cover the stomach a little bit more. Anyway, don't get me on that again. she started a weight loss journey. And so she had been, like, tagging this guy, Body by Ted. And, you know, he was coming. And so finally one time she posted something. I couldn't get a screenshot of it because when I went to go look again. Okay, anyway. So she posted something and she was like, Body by Ted, where my money? And so all in the comments, they was like, he a scammer. I've been telling y'all he don't do it. And so a bunch of, like, KVSET people were in the comments like, oh, man, I just said something about him, blah, 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 blah. No, I think I have to say allegedly because I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, he broke anyway, but, I mean, anyway, allegedly.
And so are we. So sue us if you want.
And so are we. Right? Listen, please. I just was looking and he came through my feed and people were talking about, how he had quote unquote emergency surgery and, you know, they were praying for him and stuff. And being the skeptic that I am, I think it's funny that people automatically start having these, oh, someone else has my account and I'm unable to do it because I'm, you know, something major and dramatic. After somebody done called them out on their bullshit.
Yep.
That sound real familiar planner wise, don't it?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So that was my tie-in, which is what made me think about it, because all of a sudden somebody call you out about not.
Uh-oh, I lost you. Did you lose me? Hello? Hello? JC, can you hear me now, JC? I think it's something with your phone or your microphone, Erica. All right, y'all. I think we lost Erica. Riri is gone. Hold on, y'all. Give me one second. Let me see if I can get her. Her phone probably died, everybody, because I'm getting her voicemail if I call her cell phone. So I guess with that, we'll bid you all a good night, and we will see you all not next Sunday, but the Sunday following Easter. Hope you all have a great week. Good night.
Okay, I'm hoping that you guys can hear me now. Not sure what happened. Somebody let me know in the chat if you can hear me. Okay, so I'm back. Not sure what happened there. I guess Blog Talk was being Blog Talky. Okay. Sorry about that. All right.
Okay.
So before I I got the I can hear you. So here
I had done the benediction, girl.
So I wanted to read the comment and tell my favorite moments before we hung up because I couldn't.
Okay, yeah, no, we did.
Okay, so JC said some of my favorite memories are the What's in Your Cup check-ins because they feel so cozy and like I'm about to hang out with my friends and chat.
Uh-huh.
The second are the freebie discussions. Three, the 9 month mess because I have no, I would have no idea about it without y'all discussing it. And then she said, if you haven't shared y'all's yet, she would love to hear them. And so I know that you said that yours was
the therapeutic moments.
The therapeutic moments. In that same vein, I think one of mine was being able to, I had been holding, okay, so when JC did her AI show and all of those, you know, all of that stuff was going on behind the scenes about the way they were mistreating her, a lot of that stuff I was keeping in, you know, because I didn't want to tell her business, didn't want to put anybody on blast yet. And so when I was able to talk about how those three people left me stranded, like, put me out of their Discord. I think I should count that because maybe, oh, but I didn't get blocked. I just got put off the PR team. I think that was good. And the fact that when I was able to get on, I think, I guess that wasn't a thing. But anyway, to meet someone and them say, hey, I've listened to your podcast and I know who you are.
Yeah.
I guess it's not a moment on the show, but those are the best things. Or looking in a Facebook group and someone going, but girl, did you look at this? Did you listen to this moment? I was like, oh, shit, wait a minute.
Yeah, you're like, oh, my God, that's me, that's me.
Yeah, like, y'all don't even know who I am. I come in and talk to y'all. Y'all don't even say, hey, but. Y'all in the Facebook group talking about the podcast. So I think that's pretty cool. I think learning, I don't know. It's so many good moments.
I know, and I like when the people call in. It just seems like you're on the phone with your girlfriend, like a continued conversation, like Erica and her. Yeah. Let's call this person and tell her.
Okay,
let's get the tea. Yeah. So I think that that's fun and personable.
Party line. I just really like it. I do like the new segments of the What's in Your Cup, and I like it because I get to tell somebody who may or may not care about all the different types of coffee that I'm trying because it's fun, and, I mean, you know, why not? And why don't I like the interaction? I don't know. It's just fun. It's just fun. I just like it.
It is. It's an out of your comfort zone type thing. I like the coffee thing too because it makes me want to try
coffee.
It's like I want to do the coffee of the month thing because you know you just get the same stuff all the time because it's your go-to. But it's like you're a grown up if you're trying different things. You know.
I'm a grown up.
Yeah, you're a grown up.
And I also think going to planner events with you. And being able to come back on the show and talk about them and be real and, you know,
yeah,
who were also there to be able to call in and talk shit. And I mean, not talk shit in a bad way, but, you know, just enjoy it. So
yeah, and give a good review. And I liked when Sharice came on. Not Sharice. Shanice. Sorry. Came on. and was willing to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly, because she wanted to take that to make it better for, you know, the next time. At least she's willing to listen to it. Now, you can't fix everything for everybody, because some people, things are unrealistic. But I like that. I like when people take ownership and they're like, please give me feedback. I want the feedback. I like that.
Yeah,
some grown up. No, some people don't care. They're like, this is what I want to do, and I'm just going to do it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I have all these notes about the 9 month mayhem, y'all. I have not forgotten, and JC, I know you want your thing. But next week when we do the drama recap, I mean, not recap, the drama update. We'll do it next week, right, Coco?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, drama update. I will be sure to include the 9 month mayhem on there so that we can get that in. You guys, it was our anniversary, and again, I cannot stress to you enough how much we appreciate you and how you were able to do everything to make this happen. Be sure to go on to the Facebook group, The Realist, and join if you just want a small, safe space. When I say small, it's less than 100 members, and we be chilling, okay? Chilling. To get on there and do your thing. You are more than welcome to go click the link tree in the bio. You can buy us a coffee and say happy anniversary, or you can buy us a coffee so that we can buy stickers and tell you about them, or you can just buy us a coffee because you want us to drink the coffee of the month, because who wouldn't want that?
I would.
I want to
be an adult so bad.
I want to be grown. Also, what else can you do? You can go to the YouTube channel and you can like, comment, and subscribe to an old episode. If you're looking for, I mean, if you came to us much, much later, go back and listen to some of the past episodes. Listen to how we've grown. See, you know, how reckless.
How off the chain. Yeah.
Off the chain. You know, things used to be and how polished they are now. Tell me what you think. There's always an email address. You can email us at realtalkrealplans@gmail.com.
Yeah, Gmail. Correct.
Yeah. And you can give us feedback. There's forms on my LinkedIn tree that you can give us feedback there, too, because we don't mind feedback. But if you listen to us on Apple or Spotify, please give us 5 stars and leave a review. I would appreciate that. That would make my day. It would make Coco's month.
Yes, it would.
And it would make your year, you know? But be sure, above all else, to tell a friend to tell a friend to listen. It's free. And we appreciate you.
One thing.
Yeah.
If you haven't already bought your tickets to the Plan of Memory Social Hallwards conference in August, please go to planofmemorysocial.com and purchase your tickets today.
Ooh. Yes, because we will be there. We will be there. We will be there. And we're going to be fucking shit up. Like, I'm talking about.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. Yeah. Like, we're just going to be turned up. Turned up. A sober me turned up on coffee. There you go. So, yeah. And there is a sale next weekend, the Budget Be Damn sale. So check that out. Oh, and if you haven't been on Frolicking Brains or Cuteness Boutique, go buy something. It's only 9 more days, 8 more days, 5 more days, 7 more days to get my freebie at Frolicking Brains. I don't know. Y'all know what to do.
So just do it.
Right. It will be messy and never malicious. Good night, y'all.